Family law question from Samantha. Yes, Samantha, what do you want to ask Ian?
Hi, Ian. My 16-year-old stepdaughter moved in with her father and I, and there is a custody agreement in place that happened years ago, and it shows that mom is primary care. Now that she lives with us, she's 16, do we need to get that custody agreement changed?
The short answer is yes, you should. Because a court order is binding, and a judge will say an order is not a suggestion, it is binding. Having said that, with a 16-year-old, a judge is not likely to force a 16-year-old to go back to mom or to dad, as the case may be. If it's on consent, though, it's probably sufficient just to get something in writing from mom saying that she consents to the 16-year-old living with the two of you.
Just to cover your bases.
Right. Should we go through a lawyer for that, or is that something we can do on our own?
I don't know enough about the file to tell you that. If you want to give me a call or send me an email or something and discuss it, I mean, I think it's worth at least having a consult with a lawyer, whether it's with me or somebody else.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right, hold on. We'll give you Ian's email off the air here. We've got another Sam on the line. This is an injury. Something happened to your son at a public pool?
Yeah. So he was, we were in the pool and he was walking up the steps to get out of the pool. And I didn't realize there was a broken tile in the water, like in the step. And he sliced the top of his foot open. So I was wondering if it's worth it to sue the city.
How deep was the cut?
It's about like a centimeter wide and it's about like a couple millimeters deep. Like it bled pretty good.
Stitches?
No stitches.
How much do you think that's worth?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
$60?
We'll give you $25 and a Timmy's gift card.
It's unfortunate. It happens.
Neck on the stair, right?
Listen, like, I am a former building attendant at a public city pool. And I can tell you, I worked my hardest to make sure that any chipped tiles were reported as soon as they were found. But Ian, I don't know. Do you think this is something, the amount of money you'd spend on a lawyer to do something like this, it doesn't sound like it would be worth it.
Well, I mean, the good news is personal injury lawyers, and that's what you'd be asking for, typically work off a settlement, but they're going to look at the settlement and probably say, I don't think it's worth a lot, and therefore we're not going to act for you. It's, you know, if you want to call a personal injury lawyer, you can do that. One thing I am aware, though, there are limitation periods, and I think people know
what
those
falls,
are.
Whatever it
that
is,
kind
right?
of thing. If it's against the city, depending on the municipality, it's very short. So if you're going to do something, and if it was a public pool, you probably weren't swimming recently. You may be out of time already.
Yes, it was yesterday,
indoor pool. Sorry. So contact, if you have any interest, you need to contact a personal injury lawyer right away.
I want to know what pool it is. Don't say it on the air, but I'm going to put you on hold. I might go back there today and see if I can saw my pinky off on that sharp tile. That's got to be worth $100,000 if I lose a digit. Is your son okay? He's all right, though. You band-aid, band-aid and a hug from mom.
He's pretty safe, but he's good.
Lucky there were no sharks in the water, eh? All that blood. Okay, 1-833-TAZ and Jim. We've got time for a couple more here to wrap things up. Ask a lawyer. It's Taz and Jim on a Tuesday. Good morning.